Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Masterson Inheritance, an improvised historical saga of a family at war with itself. Tonight, our team of performers will attempt to spontaneously create the story of the family's ancestors at the court of King Arthur, a story based entirely on the suggestions of our studio audience. No script, no rehearsals, just an audience and a couple of microphones. To bring you this story of damsels, dragons, and derring-do, tonight we have Josie Lawrence, Fela McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney. Right, I'm going to go down into our audience now to get some ideas for the show tonight. And the first thing we need is a suggestion of something that would happen every day in Camelot.
Mucking out the horses.
Mucking out the horses. Yep, got to be done. Very good. The next thing we need a suggestion for, one of the knights, there's a temptation he can't resist.
Chainmail.
He can't resist chainmail. That's lucky, isn't it? What we want a suggestion for now is there's an object which is imbued with a magic power. What is the object and what is the magic power?
Rabbit's foot.
A rabbit's foot, good. And what's the magical power the rabbit's foot has?
It makes you invisible.
Makes you invisible. Excellent. And the last suggestion we need is a quest that a knight might go on. It might be for a thing or a deed, a quest the knight might go on.
Find the other rabbit's foot.
A quest for the other rabbit's foot. Very good.
The one that makes you visible.
The one that makes you visible. All right then, so we have mucking out the horses, chainmail, rabbit's foot that makes you invisible, and the other rabbit's foot that makes you visible. The Masterson Inheritance. The quest for the other rabbit's foot. Camelot, court of King Arthur, king of all the Britons, a magical place to which are called all the bravest, the truest, the finest knights in all the land. One such knight was Sir Percival, and he was a knight who cared for his horses. Oh, yes, he did. He wouldn't let any squire muck them out. He did the mucking himself.
Muck, muck, muck. Oh, sorry. Sharp old pitchfork we got there.
Sir, can I help you out?
Certainly not. I like to muck out the horses myself.
All right.
Sir Brandon happened along. Sir Brandon was a proud knight, a knight who would not be seen with a pitchfork in his hand. He scorned these common ways of Sir Percival.
Sir Percival, you're a fool. Why did you muck out your own horses? You've got people who do that. What do you think labour exchanges are for?
I don't understand. In order to be a successful knight, you have to be a part of every single aspect of it. Any instance, you might be called on to do your knightly duties. And I'm...
I've come already?
And I'm always prepared. You don't understand, Sir Brandon. I have to be a knight.
High in one of the elegant towers of Camelot, looking out over the verdant pastures, was a lady. A fine, fine lady. Eleanor was her name, Lady Eleanor. Her long, flowing locks were being brushed by her maid, Sally. Eleanor was in love with a knight.
Oh, Sally, I am so in love.
Who with my lady?
Well, it's a toss-up between the two.
I think a bit of a competition's a good idea, your ladyship.
I like Sir Brandon.
Yes.
But I like Sir Percival very much. Do you know he mucks out his own horses?
I have heard that, your ladyship, yes, though it surprises me.
He's in the stable for hours. Wonder what he gets up to. 15 hands, no doubt.
So, my ladyship,
yes?
Does either knight know that you want his favours?
No, they do not. But tomorrow, I might let it slip.
Yes.
I might go to the banquet and give my hand to one and the hand to the other. Sorry, I've got me anxious.
Yes.
The hand to the other. and let us see who can fight it out betwixt them.
Ah, what a good idea, your ladyship. At the fine banquet tomorrow night, you say?
At the fine banquet tomorrow night.
Well, it looked like there was going to be a banquet tomorrow night. Sir Percival was just finishing off the final corner of the stable. It was then...
Bless you, there's a check in the post.
But he felt inside his tunic and fingered what was there.
Yes, the rabbit's paw.
Sir Percival! Oh, you've gone.
Yes, Percival had gone. And even though he had disappeared, his voice was still there. He could not control this rabbit's foot. Its magic was out of control. He knew he needed the other to really be in command of its powers.
I'm invisible. No one could see me. Not even the horses. Ah, later. No, I must away. I must find the other rabbit's foot, so that I may be visible again.
There was, obviously, a blacksmith in Camelot, and his son was a fine fellow, learning the blacksmith trade. He would hammer away all day and all night. A muscular fellow he was, with a shiny forehead and a sweaty body. Oh, he was a common lad, but he was a proud lad, and he loved his work as he hammered away at the horseshoes.
Nearly finished.
His name was Samuel, and his father was there to give him kindly advice.
Oh, Samuel. Do you know, I've heard it said in the village that I sound a bit like Lady Gwendolen. No, you're not doing that right. You don't make the horseshoe go like that. You have to put a bit of curve in it so it fits the foot, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's gone round
the
corner.
The way you're doing it, it's just a long strip of meckle you bang. No, I've heard that tomorrow night there's going to be a banquet. They'll all want nice clean horseshoes for their horses when they go up to the castle, so we got to make sure that we get them all right. So start banging away, son. Perhaps one day you'll become a knight.
Maybe I will one day, Dad, yes.
Let's hope so. Because you're a crap blacksmith.
Sir Brandon watched as Sir Percival rode off on his quest. And he knew that the competition for the hand of Lady Eleanor was riding away with that horse. The way was now open for him to lay his suit before her.
I must go down to the dry cleaners. Get that suit pressed up nice and sharp, lapels. He may go off to find the rabbit's foot that makes him visible, but I will have a beautiful three-piece suit that any woman will look at it and will immediately fall in love with me. I think.
The banquet was coming on apace. The preparations were nearly ready. Lady Eleanor was very pleased with what had happened. She was standing there looking at the preparations when in walked Sir Brandon.
The preparations seem to be coming on very well.
Yes, the suckling pig is especially wonderful tonight.
Really? I didn't know you had a cabaret act.
They're a punk band. Your suit.
Yes. Have you noticed?
It's wonderful.
Yes, look at the shine I've got on these sleeves.
Oh, it's made entirely out of chain mail.
Yes, it is. I don't know why I spent so much time sending it to the dry cleaners. The ironing was a bit of a waste of time as well. Four Morphy Richards down the spout.
But good night, Brandon.
Yes?
Where is your trusty friend, Sir Percival?
I don't know. He has disappeared.
But that is terrible. For I wanted to have a quiet word with both you and he.
Well, you tell me what the quiet word is, and when I come across him, I'll tell him what it is as well.
I want to hand one of you the key to my chastity.
I think you'll find there's 17 copies going around this one. I got one in a Christmas cracker. Do you remember that time when I made you lie down on a bar of soap?
That's the Yale.
That's the what?
That's the Yale key.
Ah.
But I want to give one of you
You've
the Mortis lock.
Oh, Mortis lock.
Yes. That opens the back door, if you know what I mean.
If it's all the same with you, I'll just go straight down the drawbridge, if that's all.
I love us you both in
you
my own way.
You love us both.
But I know it's not which one.
Ah.
So?
A quandary.
I want you to find Sir Percival. He's obviously gone off on a quest. I want you to follow
he's
him.
He's obviously gone off on a quest. How did you find him? But where did he go?
I know it's not where. For my servant girl Sally did see him right off. In his suit of armour, but nay, not a face did she see betwixt the helmet.
He may have had his visor down. It could happen. I shall then go and find him wherever he has gone.
Having had enough, Lady Eleanor walked away. And so, Sir Brandon was in pursuit of Sir Percival. Who would find the rabbit's foot first? Probably Sir Percival, because Sir Brandon didn't know it existed. Samuel was in the armory. He dreamed one day of being a knight. He turned around and there was Sally.
Who? Say, what's that you're wearing? I've never seen a frock like that before.
Just an old overall. Do you like it?
You look beautiful.
Thank you. What a lovely sword.
Yes, big, isn't it? See how sharp it is.
Oh.
Look, it can cut through anything.
Oh, put it back in the scabbard again. Now pull it out again. Now in again. Oh, you're gifted like that, you are. You should be a knight one day.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Have you ever been at the castle? Seen the knights. Come up tonight, there'll be a lovely big banquet and they'll be jousting and they'll be putting their swords in and out and they'll be fighting and drinking and laughing and lots of lovely things.
And will I see you there?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. God, my voice is getting higher and higher.
The banquet was in full swing. Everyone was having a marvellous time. It was a splendid banquet.
Tonight we have a spectacular jester to tell us all a merry story.
Oh, Nora! Yes, yes. Here he comes now. Hello, hello there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Very good,
isn't it?
Yes,
yes,
very
good. You see this here? It's a pig's bladder. Have you say ever seen a pig's bladder as funny as this before? The pig's still on it.
Maybe it's not going to be political.
The jester was taken outside and killed. Sir Brandon did not go directly after Sir Percival. He had other thoughts in mind. Instead, he went to a dark part of the kingdom, to a dark castle. And therein was Mordred, a woman who knew the wiles and magic ways, the ancient ways, the mystic ways.
Anybody there?
Mordred, this bloke here to see you. Ah.
What you want?
I understand you understand.
Ask me a question, I'll tell you the answer.
What's that dripping?
Sorry, it's me. I'll go and make some tea.
What brings you here to the darkest dark of darkness?
Well, I'm come here because I'm fighting for the hand of the Queen.
Queen Eleanor?
Yes, that's the only one we have. Although I'm not so sure.
I thought she liked Sir Percival.
She does. And Sir Percival, I believe, has gone on a quest, but I don't know what the quest is.
I can tell you.
What?
Look into the magic puddle.
Have there been cutbacks?
See in the water as it bubbles and boils.
Oh, yes. Oh.
There. There's Sir Percival, riding through a forest. An enchanted forest.
But what is he looking for?
The other rabbit's foot.
The other rabbit's foot? He's got one already?
Yes, he's got one already. With the power to turn him invisible. And the other rabbit's foot turns invisible again. I know a lot, don't I?
You do. So how many leagues is he from here?
56.
That'd be down in the Premier Division, sort of thing.
Would you like to find him quickly?
Yes, I would.
Then I can give you a horse that flies.
Really? That'll be trouble for somebody. He's just had a bag of oats.
Stand over there in that corner and turn round 3 times. Then say, Ik Barbaloop.
Ik Barbaloop.
Wings have sprouted.
Yeah, yeah. Now you find him. But you must do one thing for me.
What's that?
When you bring him back here, across your horse, dead as I may be, whatever you want to do with him, make sure you give both rabbit's feet to me.
And if I don't?
Then see now, you will have the wrath of Brabantar upon you.
You have a sandwich, me
man. Oh, thank you.
Right, then I shall climb on my trusty steed. Fly, my trusty steed, fly over the villages. Let me look down, yes. I'm floating through the air.
And indeed he did. And he stroked his chainmail as he went. Sir Percival had made his way far from Camelot into a strange land he knew not where. But he had heard of a well. A well that might help him in his quest. For it is said it was the well of courage. And if you could drink from it, then you would gain the courage of 100 men. Brave men, obviously. 100 cowards would be no good. But to drink from the well, you must answer a riddle. For therein is a disembodied voice that will pose you a question. And should you fail, you will be killed.
Ah, oh, I knew you would come, Percival.
Percival. Less of the vowel, if you don't mind.
What can I do you for?
Is this the well of courage?
Aye.
If I drink from the waters of this well, will I become tremendously courageous and brave?
Oh, yes. If you drink the draught of the deep, deep well, you will be brave and fair as well.
Well, I've got me bucket. Let's go.
But first, answer me this riddle. If a cloud flies through the sky on a gust of wind, how many bars of chocolate should you eat before December the 3rd?
No, don't tell me. I've had this in a cracker. What was that rhyme again?
If a cloud flies on a gust of wind, how many bars of chocolate should you eat before December the 3rd?
Of course, because December the 3rd is St. Cloudus Day.
Ah, tis true.
And
well
on
done, fair knight.
St. Cloudus Day, one should eat at least 3 bars of chocolate for no apparent reason.
Tis true. Go forth, be brave, be fair, and find thy rabbit's foot.
But first, surely I must drink from the water.
Sup up.
So he drank. And as he drank, he felt the water coursing through his veins.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel was having trouble thinking of what to do to prove himself as a knight. He happened upon Sir Lionel, a kindly knight and a very experienced one, who knew what the young fellow was up to immediately.
I'm looking for someone to have a fight with.
Oh, I remember once I was your age. And I remember once I wanted to have a fight with somebody.
Really?
Yeah, I picked on a chicken.
You picked on a chicken?
Yeah, 7 rounds, 3 falls or a knockout to decide the winner.
And that's how you became a knight?
No, the chicken won, so... I thought, well, I know me limits. so I went for a shaving brush. Nearly had me eye out, so I thought, that's no good. I moved on from there, and I picked on a little air bubble, just floating on the surface of the moat. And I pricked the air bubble with my sword. And I was made a knight.
What? For that?
There's always a shortcut if you can find it.
So, yes. Young Samuel set off to find his own air bubble. Sir Brandon was flying fast and flying far. And down below him, he saw Sir Percival.
Ah, Sir Percival.
He swooped down and landed his horse right in front of him.
Sir Percival! That takes you by surprise, doesn't it?
Certainly did. Why have you flown down here? I'm going back. I've finished my quest.
You finished your quest?
Yeah.
But I have understood what your quest is, because I have spoken to the Weird Woman of the West. Yes. So you say you have found the other rabbit's foot that makes you visible?
I have indeed. Not only that, I found the courage of 100 men.
Then I would be foolish to take you on in combat.
Of course you would. Then again, if you didn't, you would be a coward, Sir Brandon.
Pardon me. But wait, there are other methods of contest other than brute strength. Sarcasm is my weapon.
Sarcasm? I don't know how to use this weapon. What do you mean, sarcasm?
Is my opening sally.
Oh! Well, that pains, that hurts.
Yes, it does. It's mental. It's meant to wound.
But I have the strength of 100 men. I could still fight back. Your sarcasm doesn't frighten me.
100 men? More like 9 little ladies.
Oh, you... You big bully!
Oh, such a way with words!
No!
Sir Percival was failing fast. It was then that he noticed, as he was saying these cutting words, Sir Brandon was stroking his chainmail suit. Stroking it in a way as if he loved it above all other things. Was this a weakness?
A weakness, if I could just draw my sword.
I very much doubt if you could draw a pension.
Strength I have, just catch the top of the chainmail.
No, don't touch the chainmail.
Cut it loose.
Don't touch the chainmail.
Now try your sarcasm, Sir Brandon.
But I have no chainmail. That's not fair. We've never said anything about losing chainmail. It's my special chainmail. I love this chainmail. It was knitted for me by my mother.
You devil. You turn my own weapon back on me.
Please, not again. Otherwise, I am done for.
Sir Brandon fell to the floor. Percival was victorious, and he began his journey back to Camelot. Samuel had found his air bubble.
I think I'm going to just attack this little air bubble at the bottom of this goblet. Take that. You fiend.
Such bravery.
He took that air bubble on his own.
You just killed the air bubble.
Isn't there a place at the round table? Haven't we got a spare vacancy?
There must be so.
It must be.
He was acclaimed with great enthusiasm by all at Camelot. And he became known as Sir Samuel. Sir Percival returned to Camelot.
Sir Percival, you are back.
Yes. Do you like the tune?
Wonderful. Any lyrics to go with it?
No, not just now. Off you go, Dobbin.
What did you find on your quest, Sir Percival?
I found many things. I found the strength of 100 men, the power of going woo. And I also found these.
Rabbit's feet.
Yes, as well, yes. One which makes one invisible, one which brings one back into visibility again.
You are wondrous indeed. I will choose you, for I knowest not where Sir Brandon is.
Ah, I don't think we'll be seeing any more of Sir Brandon.
Then come, a fine feast we shall have. But you look tired. Take off your armour, or let me take it off for you.
Well, here. Just one little flick there. Just give that a flick. Splendid. There we go.
Four.
goodness. Chainmail boxer shorts.
And here, Sir Percy, is the key to my chastity.
I've got one of these at home, actually. Got them in a cracker. Ah, here we go.
Isn't it rusty?
Yeah. Oh! 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 Oh!
And crossing all bounds of taste, his journey was complete. But as they lay together that night, in their knightly and lady bed, there came to them a strange vision. For the power of Mordrain was great, and though Brandon was dead, his spirit, drawn from his body by that wicked woman, lived on.
The Percival. The Percival. Lady Eleanor.
What's that noise?
The Percival.
Oh, no.
Lady Eleanor.
Yes?
Sir Percival. Arsenal 2. West Bromwich Albion 1. I have been unfairly slain.
Sir Brandon.
Sir Brandon.
Yes, it is I, Sir Brandon.
Sir Percival, do something. Please do something. Look at the vision above our heads. It is terrible.
Yes, terrible. I will curse you and your progeny. And if you have any kids, they're cursed as well.
You don't frighten me. I have the strength of 100 men.
Yes.
I am Sir Percy of Masterson.
Then quick, the vision above our heads, do something. Perhaps if you throw the 2 rabbit's feet into the air, it will get rid of it.
Oh, all right then. Ah!
Nice trap. But it'll take more than 2 magic rabbit feet to get rid of me and my magic miracles. I shall plague you with samba rhythms. From now to the day you die, you will be forced to hold conga line at the most inopportune moment.
No!
Yes!
No! No!
Yes!
What of young Samuel? A knight he was, but had he found love? With his new armour and his new sword, he went in search of Sally.
You've been out pricking bubbles, I hear.
Yeah, I have.
You're all the talk of the town.
Will you be my lady?
Do you want me to stick something on the end of your lance? Isn't that what you do? When you go out into battle, you dangle my hanky on the end of your lance or something like that.
That's right, yeah.
I haven't got a hanky. I've got pants.
Well, maybe we could use them then.
All right. Quite big.
They are quite big, are they?
Well, it's chilly in winter downstairs.
Here we are. I've tied them to the end of my lance.
Oh, they look splendid.
They held hand in hand and walked out into the meadows, a simple, young and pure love. A very different life they had ahead of them than did Sir Percival of Masterson. But each night, as he lay in his bed, Lady Eleanor beside him, his sleepless nights, again and again, interrupted and haunted. Haunted by the ghost, a spirit that had somehow become the Masterson Inheritance. In the Masterson Inheritance, you heard Josie Lawrence, Phelan McDermott, Paul Merton, Caroline Quentin, Lee Simpson, and Jim Sweeney. Dialogue, music, and sound effects were improvised live at the Paris studio. The studio managers were John Whitehall, Ian Harker, and Colin Guthrie. The producer was Phil Clark.